Hey folks, and welcome to this weekly update of tech news from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 19th of January 2024, so let's dive in. The first tech news story I wanted to share is the Government Communications Headquarters, or GCHQ as it's more frequently referred to, has unveiled previously unseen images of Colossus, the UK's covert code-breaking computer that played a crucial role in the Allies' victory during World War II. Released on the 80th anniversary of its invention, the images provide new insights into Colossus, considered by many as the first digital computer which operated in secrecy at Bletchley Park. The release includes blueprints, an intercepted letter mentioning rather alarming German instructions, and an audio clip highlighting the significant impact Colossus had in shortening the war and saving lives, despite its existence being kept secret until the early 2000s. So be sure to check it out, it's a pretty fascinating story for sure. Now, version 1.7.0 of Terraform was released this week. In this latest version, input validations are reinstated to the state file, addressing a state interoperability issue in earlier versions. Notably, the Terraform graph command now generates a simplified resources-only graph by default, aligning with the emphasis on resource relationships. And additionally, new features include enhanced capabilities in Terraform test, allowing the mocking of providers, resources, modules, and data sources during executions, providing a configuration-driven workflow for state management. We've also got numerous bug fixes and security enhancements along with expanded functionality in Terraform test and other commands, contributing to the overall improvements of this release. So be sure to start testing that out and updating your Terraform version within your workflows. Now, generally available within the Azure world, we now have Azure Virtual Network Encryption. So you can now enable encryption of traffic between virtual machines and virtual machine scale sets within the same virtual network and between regionally and globally peered virtual networks. Now this feature, Azure Virtual Network Encryption, is available in the UK South, Swiss North and West Central US regions. Moving into the data world, with Azure MySQL Server single instance being retired in September 2024, the team have released a tool to help facilitate the migration from Azure Database Single Server to Flexible Server, and that tool is called Azure MySQL Import. Now with this new tool, you can migrate an Azure Database for MySQL Single Server instance to Azure Database for MySQL Flexible Server by running a single CLI command. So if you're running Azure MySQL Server in single server instance, please do check out this tool and think about your migration plans or future planning for that September 2024 retirement. Now in the private preview world of Azure, the team have announced the ability to support trusted launch on existing Azure Gen 1 virtual machines. For those not familiar with trusted launch virtual machines, they provide fundamental compute security to Azure Generation 2 virtual machines by enabling secure boot and VTPM capabilities. Now, trusted launch capabilities protect OSs against rootkits, bootkits, and enables attestation by measuring the boot chain of the virtual machine. So if you want to try this new private preview out, there is a form to fill in, so make sure you hunt that down and enroll your subscriptions to get that tested today. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening. See you all soon.